You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Fatima. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you calling from a safe location?
Yes, I'm in California, in Harvest in Marietta. Well, I don't know if you can pinpoint my actual location. I'm just trying to get me and my car back home.
Okay, well, may I have your first name?
It's Jeremy, G-E-R-A-M-I-E, and Lewis, L-E-W-I-S.
Hey, Mr. Lewis, what will be a good callback number for you in case we get disconnected?
It's 951-219-9140.
And would you like to receive mobile text updates with your provider information, how long it will take them to get to you?
Yes.
All right. Messages and data rates may apply. May I have that policy number?
Okay. The policy number is 72-704-905-049.
And for security purposes, can you verify the address that we have on the policy?
It's 15333 Oak Tree Drive, Lake Elsinore, California, 92532.
Hey, can you provide me with the year, make, and model of the vehicle that you're calling about?
It's a 2011 Camry.
And what color is that vehicle?
White.
And what's going on with the vehicle today?
It's just stalled on me. I got into a collision yesterday, and I was trying to go and get an estimate, and I stopped off in the neighborhood and, stopped, got back in my car, and my engine light is on. This is due to an accident that I put in a claim for yesterday through Fred Lawyer, or this morning. So I thought it was drivable, and now it's just stalled, and I don't want to, try to – I know it got to cool down, but I feel better getting a tow back to my house.
Okay, so it's just running hot and it's...
Yeah, and it's stalled, and I don't want to, it's due to the collision. It's not an old car or anything. It's
right.
When I got hit last night, so something went out of alignment or something like that. Because my engine light is on, and I probably shouldn't have drove it, but I was supposed to get an estimate, and I didn't make it.
Do you know where you're going to tow it to?
I'm trying to tow it to my house.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, I just want to go back to the house.
And are there any bumpers or anything hanging or anything like that?
No, okay. it's just the right side is dented. My passenger headlight is shattered. The other person was at fault, hit me straight up corner.
I'm so sorry to hear that. I'm glad you're okay though.
Yeah, thank you.
Would a vehicle shift out of park?
Say that again?
Will the vehicle shift out of park into neutral?
Yeah, I got it parked right now.
Okay, and will it go into neutral?
Yeah, it'll go into neutral. Just got to, mess with it. It'll go into neutral.
Okay, is the vehicle four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive or just a standard vehicle?
I believe it's a four-wheel. It's just for standard. It's
okay.
Automatic.
And is this service a result of an accident?
Yes. Yeah, last night. The accident happened last night.
And will you be there when the provider arrives?
Who? The tow? The
yeah, will
tow
you be
person?
There when the tow people get there? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
so
you
I
have the
keys
to the vehicle, correct?
Yep.
Okay. And will you need a ride with the provider?
Yes.
Do you have a face mask?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And we do have to advise that due to COVID, some providers are still not allowing passengers. If that is the case, you will have to find alternate transportation.
Okay.
Most of them, you know, will. It just depends on, but some are kind of still.
Well, I got a mask. I just, you know, I just want the tow person to come get me in the car, get me to the house. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. I definitely understand. Can you provide me with the address in which the vehicle is currently located?
Okay. Okay. So I'm in kind of a neighborhood, I guess, but it's Harveston. But I can give you the. Do you have anything where you can pinpoint my location? I press number one.
So what I can do is I can send you a text message, and in the text message is going to be a link. And once you open that link, it'll give me coordinates. It'll give you coordinates to give me. We can do it that way.
Okay, so the street I'm on now is off.
Is your location on your phone?
Hold on. Yeah, it should be.
All right, so I just sent a text message. Let me know once you get it.
Okay, I just got it. And, okay, allow. Yeah, so it says latitude, longitude.
And longitude, correct. So go ahead and provide me with the latitude.
Okay, the numbers?
Yes, sir.
Okay, 33.53.2540.
And the longitude?
117.157573.
And is there a negative sign on that longitude?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so I have you here on
Springfield and Chapman. Yeah, Chatham and then Springfield.
Springfield, yes.
Yes,
sir. That's where I have you located at. Okay. And I have it like you're located right to an intersection where those two roads meet, correct?
Yes. Okay. I'm right on that road. I'm basically on Chatham right here. And it's kind of like a neighborhood. It's a park right here, too.
And are you going to the 15333 Oak Tree?
Yes, Drive, Lake Elsinore, California. 92532. Yeah, that's my house.
All right, I have it for you. I'm almost done, just a few more minutes. And are there any gate codes or anything that we need to be aware of?
No, I'm just on a good main street, open street.
Okay. And we do have to advise that your benefit covers you up for up to $100. But if this service is more than $100, you will be responsible for any outside expenses.
Okay.
If you was to have to pay out of pocket, which type of payment method would you use?
Well, I'm not trying to. I'm just trying to get to the house, into the house. Is that going to be more than $100?
I'm not sure. I won't know till I reach out to a provider. You may have an out-of-pocket expense. You may not.
Okay, I do Visa if I have to.
All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to place you on a brief hold while I go ahead and reach out to the provider for you. Just give me a few moments, okay?
Okay.